Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of modern stoicism. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, chugging along with thoughts faster than you can blink? You know that feeling when your to-do list feels longer than the Great Wall of China and deadlines are breathing down your neck? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into building inner peace through meditation and mindfulness, two seriously powerful tools for navigating the chaos and finding calm in the storm. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Meditation? Isn't that all about sitting cross-legged, chanting om, and pretending to be a Buddhist monk? Nope. Meditation is much more than that. It's about training your mind to focus, to observe your thoughts without judgment, and ultimately to find a sense of stillness amidst the whirlwind of life. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your mental autopilot and taking control of your own narrative. So, let's get real. How can we actually harness these ancient practices for our modern lives? Here are five key takeaways to rock your inner peace game. First off, start small. You don't have to dedicate hours every day to become a meditation master. Even just 5 minutes, 10 minutes of focused breathing can make a huge difference. Think of it like hitting the gym you wouldn't expect to run a marathon on your first day, right? Same goes for meditation. Begin with baby steps and gradually build up your practice. Find a quiet space. Now, this doesn't have to be some mystical cave hidden deep in the mountains. It could simply be your bedroom, a peaceful corner of your office, or even just your favorite comfy chair. The key is finding a place where you can minimize distractions and create a sense of calm. Focus on your breath. This is the cornerstone of meditation, literally feeling the air entering and leaving your body. It's an anchor that brings you back to the present moment whenever your mind starts wandering. If you find yourself thinking about that overdue grocery list or tomorrow's meeting, gently guide your attention back to your breath. It's like training a puppy. Patience and persistence are key. Practice non-judgment. This is where things get really interesting. Meditation isn't about clearing your mind completely, it's impossible. It's about observing your thoughts without judgment, like watching clouds drift by. Acknowledge them, let them pass, and gently redirect your focus back to your breath. Remember, every thought is just a temporary visitor, not the boss of you. Finally, be patient with yourself. Meditation isn't some magical cure-all that instantly transforms you into a Zen master, though wouldn't that be awesome? It takes time and practice. There will be days when your mind feels like a swarm of bees, buzzing relentlessly. That's totally normal. Just keep coming back to your breath, acknowledge the chaos, and gently guide yourself back to stillness. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, staring at that mountain of emails, feeling the familiar pressure building in your chest. You close your eyes for just a few minutes, focusing on your breath. Inhale deeply, exhale slowly. You start noticing the rhythm of your body, the rise and fall of your chest, the gentle hum of your office air conditioner. Your thoughts may still be there, but they're less intrusive now, like distant echoes fading into the background. You feel a wave of calm washing over you, replacing that tightness with a sense of peace. Suddenly, tackling those emails doesn't seem so daunting anymore. So, there you have it, practical tools to build inner peace through meditation and mindfulness. Remember, it's not about escaping reality, but about finding the strength and clarity within yourself to face it head-on with a calmer, more focused mind. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to finding inner peace? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to Modern Stoicism for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration to help you navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and above all, keep seeking that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.